Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Boomer and Geo on The Fan and CBS Sports Network. We've been talking a lot about this Manish Mehta tweet about Muhammad Wilkerson, where he tweeted out that he's got issues with alcohol and really didn't put any facts behind that. Now, he says he has written some stuff that's alluded to the fact that he's missed some meetings or showed up late because of these issues with alcohol, but it just seemed irresponsible to us. We had Manish Mehta on to defend himself. Didn't really buy everything he was saying as he tried to explain his part of it. Now, interestingly enough, Boomer, we have someone who is saying, and Al has done some research here to make us believe very firmly that we do have, indeed, Mo Wilkerson's mother on the line. So this is Kaida in Linden, New Jersey, who is saying she's Mo Wilkerson's mother, and we do believe her. So, Kaida, good morning. Thanks for calling us. How are you?
I'm fine, and I am Muhammad's mom. My name is legally changed. It was Janice Wilkerson.
Okay.
And I am livid. Manish has never, ever liked Muhammad. He may have met him in Temple, but he's always written horrible things about my son. Muhammad does not pay Manish any attention. So, therefore, he always has something against him. Where's his proof? Where's your proof, Manish, that Muhammad is an alcoholic? Like, really? You always say all these things. I can't tell you, Boomer, how I'm just livid. I'm just livid with him. Like, why do you keep saying these things about my son? The Jets released him. He's moved on. So let's just let it go. Let's just let it go.
Yeah, I know it's really tough. And I know it's tough for, the people that are closest to the player who is being accused of being, you know, or having trouble with alcohol. Do you think Muhammad has trouble with alcohol, Kaida?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
So this is definitely,
he goes out just like everybody else. Yes, he's been late. He's never had a DWI. He's nothing. He's never admitted to being an alcoholic. Do I think he has a problem with alcohol? No, I don't.
All right. So when you see that tweet, do you believe then that this is some sort of defamation against your son? And is that something that you would pursue if it's an outright lie in your mind and he's putting that out there, especially when Muhammad's trying to get a new job?
I definitely do. He's out against him. I think we should contact our attorney, and because this is ridiculous with Manish. You just continue to say stuff about him. You didn't like Gino. You didn't like Darrell. You didn't like Antonio Holmes. You always played Muhammad against Sheldon. Always. He just always has something negative to say about Muhammad. You called him a fat slob. You say he's out of shape. You said all these things. All these things you said about Muhammad. What's your problem, Manish? What's your problem with Muhammad? I know that the Jets organization, some of them don't even want you to come in the building. Hmm. You're such a problem. Like, what is your issue with Muhammad?
And Muhammad, at this point, in your mind, is, you said, paid him no mind. Did he see this tweet? Have you talked to him about this? How does he feel about it? Is he upset?
He's on a flight. He's on an early morning flight to New Orleans. I haven't spoken to him. I heard you guys say that you asked him, do he want to come on? I know he's not going to come on. I know he's not. That's just him. He probably is going to be upset that I even called in. But it's enough. Enough with Manish. Enough with you already. Like, why don't you just leave my son alone? Leave him alone.
All right. Well, listen, if he wants to defend himself, you get a hold of him. We'd love to have him at some point to hear his side of this.
And you know what I really do love here, though, is the fact you don't want to cross anybody's mom. That's all I'm telling you right now.
Right, exactly.
And I feel your pain, Kaida. I really, really do. And I know that you love your son more than anything in the world, and you'd want nothing better or more for him than to get his career back on track, and hopefully that will work out for you guys.
Exactly.
And I do love him because he's a Ranger fan, by the way, too. So I love the fact that he wears that New York Ranger jersey, and hopefully he'll still wear that wherever he goes.
He will. He definitely will. He will. I appreciate you guys.
All right, Gator. Thank you so much. Thanks for calling in. You know, it's tough. It's tough for, you know, like when I played here for the Jets for 3 years, you know, the first year I had like 60 season tickets. Then I had 30 season tickets. Then I had like four.
Yeah, right.
Because
right.
It just gets worse and worse and worse for the people who live here around you.
Yeah.
And I remember when Vinny Testaverde came here and we were just kind of talking about like, you know, what's it like playing at home and everything. I said, here's the hardest thing you're going to have to deal with. Is, you know, people listening to the radio, reading the paper and everything else and taking everything personally.
Right.
If you do something wrong or if you make a bad pass or something, they're going to take it personal. And then they're going to come to you with it. And then you're going to have to deal with, it's not a big deal, don't worry about it. But when a situation like this arises and there is actual slander or defamation, whatever you want to call it, involved, I can understand the just absolute anger because it's out there in public.
Yeah, and now we've gotten a guy who we think really dislikes Mohammad Wilkerson and Manish Mehta and someone who really loves Mohammad Wilkerson and the mother. I'd love to hear from someone in the know that doesn't have like one extreme or another with him to sort of get the truth on it because right now we've got polar opposites, both ends of the spectrum.
Who would that be? Someone from the Jets?
It would have to be probably a teammate of his. You know, a teammate of his.
He's going
to
have his back, though.
But maybe not all of them. I mean, who knows? You know, there's also people that would tell the truth, you know, about it. But a coach?
But here's let's not lose sight of how this whole thing started. There's a public accusation out there, whether Manish has written about it before or whatever. This is a tweet in the public domain, and the tweet is not from a source. It's not from anything else. It's from a person and his own feelings about a player.
Yeah.
So that's the basis of all of it. I don't care what his teammates think. You know, I know what his mom thinks, and his mom is, you know, loves him, and that's the way she should be.
Of course, she's going to defend him no matter what.
Believe me, I know how that works.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's okay. That's the way it should be.
Right.
But it doesn't matter what his teammates say. The fact of the matter is that there's an accusation out there that is a personal attack from somebody. That's where this whole thing started. So I really don't want to know what his teammates think. I don't want to know what the Jets think.
Right.
This is all I think about this particular tweet.
Jerry, were you there covering that team on a daily basis when Wilkerson was there?
No. 07.
CeeLo was there.
Right. So it was CeeLo. I wonder if everybody knows in that building.
But it doesn't matter.
We don't need to get him on the phone. We can just text him. Does he think he's got issues with alcohol? I mean, I just wanted, because Manish made it seem like it everybody in the world.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's still a personal attack.
No, I agree. I'm not fighting you on that. Twitter. I'm just curious.
But if
that's
it's
all
common
saying.
Knowledge, at least you understand it a little bit more as opposed to throwing something out there.
But yeah, but what I'm saying is that he could have easily said that he's spoken to somebody close to Muhammad who doesn't want him to go to Bourbon Street in New Orleans for this reason, but he didn't do that.
Right. No, he didn't. And I still stand by the fact that it was an irresponsible tweet. I still want to know, though, that if Manish claims that everybody in that building
knew, I
want to know if they did. And then nobody else did it, but I'd like to know. I just would like to know out of my own curiosity in this situation.
Can I ask you a question, though? What does it matter if he wrote a source said or he just said? Like, I honestly don't get the difference.
Because I believe this is a personal attack.
It's still a personal attack, isn't it?
You know, if he covered his ass in saying that he spoke to somebody who's close to Mohammed Wilkerson who doesn't want him to go to, New Orleans for this reason— I think I could say, okay, at least he's supposedly talking to somebody. But this,
because that's more of a report than an opinion.
Right.
You know?
This is an opinion. This is like a snarky, petty attack on a player. That's all.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.